What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled "The Worst Thing You Can Do to a Woman Is Educate Her." So I just came out of the gym today, guys. Had a really good workout. I go to the gym like once a week, maybe once every 10 days because, you know, I'm busy with MGTOW TV. So when I go to the gym, guys, I work out like 5-6 hours. I do it all. I go until failure. And man, the results are amazing, man. Testosterone along with the weight loss pills I got from Mexico. They cost me about $25. I think it's called Ketrim, K-E-T-R-I-M. Kind of pricey, but it's a 30-day supply. And I'm telling you guys, you know, the first week I had that stuff, it's kind of like a laxative. It's kind of like Zupu. If you heard of Zupu on YouTube, I actually bought Zupu here on YouTube. They had ads for it on YouTube. It's called the Zupu, Z-U-P-O-O. I bought it for like $45 from Amazon. It really didn't do anything. I was very disappointed with it, to be honest. And then I was in Mexico. I went to a pharmacy. You know, a friend of mine, QB Willie, told me, "Hey, man, when you're in Mexico, they have all these natural laxatives. You should go buy one." So I went to the local pharmacy in San Cristobal. And I'm like, "Yo, man, you got any laxative for me?" And they said, "We got a couple of things for you." And I'm like, "I want something that's really effective." And they said, "This Ketrim is going to be what you want." Man, I'm telling you guys, for the first week, maybe 10 days, the stuff that was coming out of me, man, it stunk so bad. It was as if the crap was literally inside of me for ages, you know. And before the crap comes out of you, you got like a half hour window to go to the bathroom. So when you start farting, man, I'm telling you, bro, the farts that were coming out of me, man, I could have been put in prison for biological warfare. That's how bad the farts stunk. So I'm telling you guys, the first week, 10 days, you take this Ketrim stuff, it's gonna get all that trash outside of your guts. It's a really, really effective. Today I'm on day number 24, 25 of it. The bottle is almost over. I mean, you use it like once every couple of months. You don't like fucking live off of it. But yeah, guys, my stomach got a lot slimmer. I went down to 253. I know I was at 253 ever since I got Scamarona. You know, I got Scamarona October of last year, and I went down from 268 to 253, and I managed to stay at 253, but I added a lot of muscle, but I'm not adding fat. I'm telling you, man, if I lose like 15, 18 pounds of fat, if I go down to like 235, 240, of course, you know, not losing any muscle, maybe gain a little bit of muscle, but losing, if I lost at least 15 pounds of fat, Yogi Ob's mom would be paying me for sex. So, today's video, the worst thing you can do to a woman is to educate her. In the Torah, you are not allowed to educate women, okay? Look it up. In the Torah, women are not allowed to be educated about religion. They're not allowed to be really educated about anything. You guys need to understand, man, this concept of educating women is something relatively new, okay? Most civilizations, they would not even bother teaching their woman. And the reason behind why educating woman is bad for her, it's because the Prophet Muhammad told us women are intellectually and morally deficient. So imagine this, guys. Imagine this. Imagine you take an inferior being and you build them up, right? We live in a world today where a woman can get a job because of vagina. We live in a world today where a woman can get money because of vagina. So all of a sudden, this weak, pathetic, inferior creature, quite frankly, a woman is a parasite if you think about it. All of a sudden, you know, she's getting money, she's getting jobs, and she thinks to herself, oh my God, I must be the bee's knees. I might be, you know, a bag of chips and all that, right? But the reality of the matter is women have been artificially, through this gynocentric Zionist society, women have artificially been propped up. It is not natural. For example, man, let's say you guys get a 5'6" basketball player and you put him in the NBA, right? Now, the average NBA player is like 6'2", 6'3". So when you get like a 5'6" dude and you put him in the NBA, he has to be really, really talented compared to, say, somebody who's 7 feet, who all that 7 foot person has to do is put the ball in the goal or whatever it is, the net or the basket, and it's mission accomplished, man. Let me tell you a real story, okay? 30 years ago, back in 1992, I made the fifth grade basketball team because I was the tallest person in the school, and I sucked so bad. In fact, our team as a whole sucked so bad. That's how you know our team sucks, when they get a Jew like me to be their starting center, right? Anyways, no, I wasn't the starting center. I was the second up. But this just goes to show you how much we sucked when they have Amar Mitwali playing a sport. So, there was this black kid. He was a second grader. By the way, guys, the school I went to, believe it or not, it's like 2 miles from where I am right now. So this just goes to show you, man, in our neighborhood, we didn't have any black people. In fact, to this very day, we don't even have much black people. So we got this second grader, okay? He was a black kid from the second grade. He was not, obviously, as a second grader, he's going to be like, what, 8 years old? So he's not going to be tall, right? But he was super duper talented. I'm telling you. This guy wiped the ground with me, even though he was like 3-4 years younger than me. He was probably a whole foot or a foot and a half shorter than me. But this, you know, young, short, black kid who was a second grader, he was a hell of a lot more talented than not just me as a fifth grader, who's hella taller than him, but he was far more talented than any of the other fifth graders we had in our team. So when you guys get somebody who is disadvantaged and you put him in a place where he has to deal with people who are not disadvantaged, that means that this person had to be very, very talented, very, very good at what he does. Now, women are intellectually deficient. The Prophet Muhammad told us that 1400 years ago. So when you educate a woman, she thinks to herself, hey, look, I'm educated. I got a college degree. I got hired as HR. Oh my God, I must be really bright. No, bitch, you dumber than a box of rocks. It's just that the gynocentric society we live in today used you and gave you the artificial illusion that you're all that and a bag of chips. You see, guys, women have to be submissive to men, because if a woman is not submissive to men, she's not submissive to God, and therefore she becomes a Satan worshiper. You know, Satan and woman both have something in common, and that is they both are arrogant, okay? Satan is better than us humans, so when God ordered Satan to bow down to us, Satan was like, I'm not bowing down to these inferior creatures. And God said to Satan, you are going to the hellfire. And Satan said, game on. So what you guys need to understand is, Satan could have said, I'm sorry, God, please forgive me, and everything would have been fine and dandy, and like cotton candy. But Satan didn't do that. Why? He's too arrogant. You see, when a woman becomes too arrogant, there is no going back for her. For example, at the gym, you know, I just came out of the gym like half an hour ago. We live next to, well, we don't live next to, but a high school is next to this gym, okay? There's a high school around here. So obviously after 3 o'clock, all the kids come into this gym where I'm at. So there were these young kids, you know, probably under the age of 18. And, you know, there was this girl. She had like 2 beta males with her. And the girl is walking around as if she owns the gym. You know, she's walking around burping. She's like using the F word like she's a fucking sailor. She's like, fuck my life, bro. You know, just walking around being a total disrespectful little whore. See, the problem here, guys, is not only is our woman artificially being inflated by this gynocentric society, but these guys are enabling, encouraging, and quite frankly, applauding a woman for being disrespectful. You see, when this woman is walking around as if she owns the gym, she's walking around cursing like a sailor, and these beta males are putting up with her bullshit because they want to get in her panties. Well, guess what? This woman is gonna feel like she's all that and a bag of chips. And to a certain degree, you really can't blame women. You know, like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is, it's all the simps out there who enable, empower, and encourage women to be the way they are today, which is not good for them in the long run, because here's the thing you need to understand, man. Simps, beta males, and oofy doofies, when shit hits the fan, which it will, these guys are gonna fold, okay? There's a reason why simps allow women, encourage women to be dirty, dirty sharmutas and shit like that. It's because in their retarded brain, they're like, well, if I encourage her, enable her, applaud her for being, you know, the filthy sharmuta she is, maybe, just maybe, she's gonna give me a whiff of that pussy. But in reality, it doesn't work like that, and simps are learning that the hard way. Now, along that path of simps learning the hard way that women don't give up their pussy even though you're a freaking male feminist, at the same time, women are getting arrogant. Therefore, that arrogant woman, she's not gonna submit to an alpha male. Now, as you guys know, I was in San Cristobal. I hooked up with this Latina girl. In fact, I'm still in contact with her. Heck, I might even go back to Mexico end of the month. Guess what? I'm gonna Nagasaki, Hiroshima that pussy. You guys need to understand, man. This Latina girl, like all Latinas, she's a spicy Latina. Even though she's fucking 5 feet tall, she's spicy. But when I tell her, chica, aquí, which means, hey girl, here, she comes here. Here in America, you try to do that shit, the girl will go 911 and a police officer will show up and put a hole in the back of your head, okay? So the gynocentric society we live in today does not allow you to be a man. And at the same time, it misleads women into letting the woman think that she's better than you, when in reality, she's a piece of shit, okay? So you guys need to understand something, man. Women submit to men in the bedroom. Let me say that one more time. Women submit to men in the bedroom, okay? Now, you take the spicy Latina chick I'm with. Yeah, every now and then, she's gonna try to, you know, test me, shit like that. But you know what? When I get her in bed at night, she's on her back. Her head is against the board, you know, the headrest or whatever it is, you know, where the bed, the headrest or the headboard or whatever you want to call it. And guess what? Her legs are spread 180 degrees and I'm on top of her, stroking her, slow stroke style. And she's squirting all over, okay? This is how a woman submits to a man. You guys need to understand, man. When a woman is on her back, her legs are spread open, and you're on top of her, that's the most submissive position a woman can ever be in. So today, when a woman is like, oh, I'm making money, I'm working, I'm a judge, I'm a cop, I'm somebody with power and authority, how is this woman gonna submit to you in the bedroom when she has power over you? Let me say that one more time to all the male feminists out there, like Bitch Pill and Yogi Obes. How is a woman gonna submit to you in the bedroom when she fucking has authority over you? I mean, think about it from a woman's perspective, man. I'm a female judge. I can sentence you to the rest of your life in prison, yet I'm gonna be in bed on my back with my legs spread open while you pretty much Nagasaki Hiroshima my pussy. How is a woman gonna let you as a man do that to her when she has authority over you, okay? This is why Western society is so fucked up, and this is why you can't educate women, guys. You have to keep, you know, a lot of people out there, they say, oh, you don't want to educate women because women are smarter than men. Women are smarter. Women are better than men. Hell no. Hell to the no. Mm-mm. You know, how many women out there, you know, when they go out in the workforce, they want to quit, you know? Like TFM said, you get all these women who want to be doctors, and then when the woman goes out, she becomes a doctor, and, you know, 4 or 5 years working as a doctor, which is a hard job, she's like, I don't want to be a doctor anymore. I just want to sit at the house, pop out a few bastard children, and gain 300-400 pounds, right? See, women are not made to work. Women don't like work. Women don't like having authority, okay? But when you give them all that, you know, they're gonna... See, here's the thing you guys need to understand, man. When men show weakness, women are gonna step up to the plate because that's how they're gonna survive. So let's say you are a man. Let's say back in the caveman days, you know, you broke your leg, and all of a sudden the woman has to go out and fend for herself. She's gonna do it. Does she like it? Hell no, she don't like it. That's why she's gonna hop on another dude's cock, or, you know, hopefully you get to become normal. You know, you go back to being healthy again and being a provider and protector for her. Otherwise, she's gonna hop on somebody else's cock when back in the day, you know, you got injured or you got sick. Today, guys, we are saying to women, oh, become a judge, become a police officer. Oh, go work as a CEO, go work as a lawyer, go work as a doctor. And the women are like, okay. But they deep, deep down, guys, women hate jobs, women hate work, women hate authority. But again, when men show weakness, guys, you have to understand, man, simping for women is a sign of weakness. Let me say that one more time so Bitch Pill and Yogi Obes can finally get this through their minds. When you simp for a woman, you are showing her weakness. I know a lot of you guys out there, you say, oh, well, I'm just trying to make her feel good. Don't ever make a bitch feel good. The only time you should make a bitch feel good is when you're fucking her in bed. That's the only time you make her feel good, when she's squirting all over the place, she's moaning, and she's begging more and more of your cock. That's the only time you make a woman feel good, okay? None of this, oh, I'm gonna take her on a trip, I'm gonna buy her a Louis Vuitton handbag. Whenever you simp for a woman in her brain, that's you showing weakness, okay? You guys need to understand, man, a woman sees you as either below her or above her. There is no such thing as equality between man and woman, okay? So when you're like, oh, baby, I love you. Oh, baby, here's a Louis Vuitton handbag. Oh, baby, let me pay your trip. She's gonna be like, oh, shit, I'm better than this guy. So why should I respect him? Why should I give him up? Why should I give him the pussy when this guy is giving me free shit, okay? With my girl, okay, I get my pussy up front. And then if I want to take her out to a nice sushi restaurant, you know, get some sushi and fucking, actually it was Thai food, which really wasn't that authentic, but hey, it was cheap and it tasted good. So I'm not complaining. But how I operate and how a man should operate is that you only take out a woman after her pussy is good, after you get the goods, you know, like O'Shea Duke Jackson would say, after you get the goods, that's when you can, hey, take her out, you know, feed her, do small stuff like that for her. See, you want to make a girl feel appreciated, okay? You don't want to be that guy who's like, all you do is have sex with a girl and then you send her on her way. You know, let me tell you something, man, I had sex at least a half a dozen times with my girl, and then she came over to my place one day crying, saying, all you want from me is sex, that's all you want from me. You know, she got on my bed, she pulled down her panties, and she's like, fuck me, fuck me. I threw her clothes back at her, and I took her to a to that fancy Thai restaurant. So every now and then, guys, you gotta appreciate a girl. But at the same time, that's after you get the good goods, like O'Shea Duke Jackson would say. But simping for a woman, oh baby, you're beautiful. Oh baby, here's a Louis Vuitton handbag. What did she do to deserve any of that stuff, man? If she's fucking sucking your dick, doing triple monkey backflips, like Coach Greg Adams would say, you know, a nice dinner every now and then, maybe buy her that cute red dress or something like that, that's okay. But fucking simping for a woman where you like give them authority over other men, come on, man. See, this is the fault of men. This is not the fault of women, guys. Woman did not ask for any of this. Woman did not ask to vote. Woman did not ask to go out and work. Woman did not ask to have positions of authority. You simps out there gave this to woman, hoping that in return she's gonna touch your peepee, which obviously backfired on you. And guess what? All the simps out there were like, well, let me even simp a little bit more, okay? It's like, come on, man. You know, like Coach Corey Wayne would say, you know, come on, man. The bottom line here, guys, is that you cannot elevate a inferior creature. You can show her some appreciation every now and then by taking her out, you know, buying her, you know, those cute little boots. But you cannot, under any circumstance, elevate a inferior creature, you know. Imagine if, Listen, okay. Going back to what I said about getting on the basketball team back in the fifth grade. Imagine if the coach said, yo, Amar, you're going to be our star center. I'm going to laugh at him. I'm going to be like, is this guy crazy? Is he retarded? I'm going to be the star center? How? Right? See, this is how women are when you guys out there say, hey, baby, you're going to be a judge. Hey, baby, you're going to be a product manager. Hey, baby, you're going to get a PhD. The woman is saying, how am I as an inferior creature going to get all this? You know, she thinks you're fucking retarded. See, this is why women take advantage of men. Okay, women take advantage of men because when you simp for them, she thinks you're fucking retarded. She's like, what the fuck, man? Why is this guy putting me on a pedestal? Doesn't he know I'm a piece of shit? Doesn't he know that all I'm good for is fucking sex? I mean, you take the girl I'm with. You know, the girl I'm with, she knows. The minute she doesn't give me that pussy, I'm gonna throw her in the garbage can. Tons of women in San Cristobal who'd be willing to give up the good goods, like O'Shea Duke Jackson would say, for somebody like me to take care of them, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. And before we get into the whole taking care of a woman thing, looks are the most important things, okay? Looks are a matrix for genetics. Like Sandman said, women are nature's certain algorithm, okay? You know, when women go out there and they have kids with, you know, Yogi Obes and Coach Bitchpill, this is how you end up in a society where you get short, fugly, retarded humans when a woman goes out and mates with genetically inferior men. So looks are the most important things when it comes to women because it is a strong indicator of good genetics. Let's be 100%. If a woman had a choice between 6'3" me and 5'4" Yogi Obes, she's gonna take me, even though I think Yogi Obes, for an Indian, no homo, he does have an attractive face. Which brings us to another thing. If you guys have taken notice, you know, my face now compared to 2 months ago has improved dramatically. I told you guys, I got facial paralysis a couple of years ago. I didn't even know I had it, but it fucked up my face. So when I went to Cancun, I spent like $2,500 to face max, okay? All I did was simply use buttocks and fillers to correct what the facial paralysis did to my face. So for all of you guys out there who want to see how I looked before I face maxed in Cancun, watch any of my videos before June, okay? You'll see how I look. And just to let you know, guys, I wasn't walking around like, hey guys, how are you doing today? No, my face was not symmetrical at all. Right now, guys, my face, look, my face is almost, my face is 92-93% symmetrical. My lips have gotten hell of a lot better, guys, okay? This over here, man, I just spoke with the team back in Cancun. They're like, well, we might have to use a different type of injection to get this taken care of. This is okay over here, guys. This is okay. This here, man, it still needs work. The eyes are decent. If you guys remember, man, I think this is my bad side, okay? This is the side that really got fucked up in the facial paralysis. So as you guys can see, my face is like 92-93% symmetrical. I'm still going to see, this is one of the reasons why I'm going to go back to Cancun end of the month, is to go to the surgical place. It's a clinic, you know, buttocks, fillers, shit like that. I'm going to go back to them and see if I can make this, you know, if I can make my face more symmetrical. Another thing I did over there, guys, I told you about, is that there are injections that they can put down here that will make you lose fat. How it works is that they inject you with, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, it kills up to 25% of your fat cells, and your fat cells over the course of a month will end up exiting your body. I mean, I did this back on July 21, I think. So it's 10 and 10, you know, it's about 3 weeks right now. So when I go back there, God willing, of course, I'm going to get another couple of shots down here. That way I get rid of up to 50% of my fat cells. So if you guys can see, I really don't have that double chin going like I did in the past. Look from the side, guys. Look how I look from the sides. You know, you can see that my jawline has gotten better now. Okay, look from this side over here, guys. As you guys can see, my jawline has gotten hell a lot better compared to last month. And again, that's simply because I'm losing fat here. Looks are important for women. Guys who do not have looks, they're gonna simp. That's just how it is. You simps out there need to fucking understand, man. Like Sandman said, women are nature's certain algorithm. In fact, God in the Quran says, Radadna asfala safaleen. We have rejected the lowest of the low. The lowest of the low are beta males, incels, oofy doofies, simps, okay? You know, these people, you know, they were so weak and pathetic, assuming they made it past fucking birth, they would have been killed by a freaking squirrel, okay? Today, because we live in such a world, even though it's artificial and satanic, oofy-doofy, beta males, incels, simps, omega guys, or whatever you call them, these guys end up flourishing in this society. Guys, for every one alpha male you get, you're gonna get like at least 4-5 beta males out there, okay? You guys can't alpha males cannot compete with a beta male, you know? When a girl goes on fucking Instagram, she posts a picture and then you get like 500 likes. In her brain, those 500 likes are from alpha males. But in reality, those likes are from guys she would call the police on if she saw them in public. But this just goes to show you to what, this just is more proof that the Prophet Muhammad was right when he said women are intellectually deficient. This is why throughout human history, guys, women were, I don't want to say women were kept stupid, because again, a lot of guys out there are going to say, oh, the problem is, oh, you think you're intimidated by a woman. Hell no, we're not intimidated by a woman. It's just that women are not meant to be in any capacity to using their brain. Guys, any doctor or clinic, any place out there other than fucking McDonald's, okay? If a woman is in charge, I'm not going there, man. Like the place I go to in Cancun, a young based doctor is in charge of it. That's why they get my money. That's why I go there. Listen, tons of, you know, there's like at least half a dozen girls working there. But what do? They do billing. They do paperwork. They make sure the customers, the clients are okay. They make sure that the tools are clean and proper and all that stuff, right? But they're not the ones doing the surgery. I told you guys, when I went to get on TRT 2 years ago, a female doctor wanted to give me half a cc of injections, which I knew as somebody who spent 5 minutes on the internet that half a cc for me ain't gonna do jack squat. You know, I wasn't gonna fight with the hoe. But the doctor called me up the next day, you know, saying, yo, bro, I'm sorry, the bitch didn't know what she was talking about. You need a full cc of injection a week. So when it comes to women, guys, I've said it before and I said it again. Women, at best, are incompetent. At worst, they're malicious. Let me say that again for all the yogi obes and bitch pills out there. When it comes to women, in the capacity of work, at best they're incompetent, at worst they are malicious. You know, in case of that female doctor who gave me half a cc, she was being malicious. She's like, oh, look at this tall, good looking dude, you know, living the alpha male lifestyle, hopping on planes, doing whatever the fuck he wants. And here I am, you know, spent 10 years going to university and I'm servicing him. I'm gonna fuck his shit up. This is how women operate, guys. This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. Outside of fucking McDonald's and the local cashier at your Walmart, guys, avoid anything that has to do with woman in charge, okay? I cannot stress this enough. Don't hire woman, don't work for woman, and definitely do not utilize anything with female workers other than McDonald's and Walmart. So the bottom line for you guys out there, ultimately educating women is not good for them, because when God decides to knock the West the fuck out, which he will, these women out there who are in position of powers, these women out there who are in position of authority, these women out there who are getting money because of vagina, this is an artificial world, okay? This is a house of cards we live in today. Once this house of cards comes collapsing down, these women out there, guess what? Ain't nobody gonna want them, okay? You know, guys like me, we're going overseas, you know? The passport bros, man. You know, passport bros are making such headway in the manosphere that Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, had to get on a panel with a channel that's nothing compared to his channel in size. And he was still, you know, LARPing about, oh, you gotta maintain frame, brah. Make the bitch respect you, brah. How the fuck is a woman gonna respect you when she can go 911 and a man with a gun shows up and kills you, right? How is a woman gonna fucking be with you when she can get money from the government, when she can get money from working at any job because of vagina? This is what you guys out there need to fucking understand, man. The girl I'm with in San Cristobal, if she calls the police, guess who's going to jail? She is. Why? because she inconvenienced the police. You think Mexican police want to work? Hell no, they don't. That's number one. Number two, what's this girl gonna do? She's got me. I take her out. I feed her. I treat her good. If she sucks dick really good, she might get those nice, she might get those cute shoes. I didn't get her those cute shoes for the simple fact that, hey, that pussy, you gotta rack up some miles on it for me, babe. I just don't go out there and get stuff unless that pussy is good. See, it's like bonus points on your credit card, right? I don't know if any of you guys out there have credit cards, but I have reward points, okay? When you use a credit card X amount of time and you accumulate reward points, you know, the credit card company will be like, okay, man, here's a free movie ticket, okay? You know, here's $20 off at fucking Cheesecake Factory, some dumb shit like that. So when the woman I'm with, when they accumulate enough reward points by sucking this dick and doing triple monkey backflips for me, like Coach Greg Adams would say, I'd be like, all right, babe, let's go to the movies. Let's go get that red dress you wanted. Let's go have a nice meal. See, this is what you guys out there need to fucking understand, man. You need, oh shit, I just got a notification from YouTube. Yo, homie, yo, just released a video saying how to self-improve. Man, AMS is getting desperate, y'all. He's getting desperate because the passport bros are fucking up his business. And you know what? Passport bros, we're not purposely fucking up his business. We're simply saying, man, go overseas for women. The women are far more feminine, and like I said in this whole half hour plus video, at the end of the day, guys, you need a woman who's gonna submit to you. And if a woman to submit to you, she cannot be in an artificial society where she can go 911 and a guy will show up with a gun and kill you. She cannot fucking go to the government or go to like any company and all of a sudden she's fucking making a whole lot of money because she has a vagina between her legs. You see, what keeps a woman with a man is she needs you to provide and protect for her. And again, first and foremost, guys, looks matter, okay? I don't want anybody here who's 5'4", Curry Sale named Yogi Obes, or Coach Bitchpill, who's a Kiwi Sale. I don't want anybody here who's genetically inferior to hop on a plane, go to San Cristobal, and expect a woman is gonna hop on their cock, you know, because they got some money and they have like the, you know, a Western passport. It doesn't work like that anymore, guys. And you need to understand, okay? I cannot stress this enough. Looks are a marker of genetic superiority. So if you're 5'4" like Yogi Obes, you are genetically inferior. If you look like Coach Bitchpill, even though he claims to be 6'2", you're genetically inferior. Okay, so height is important, and also at the same time how your body and how your face look. Okay, again, look at how my face is now compared to 2 months ago, guys. It's the difference is night and day. And for all of you guys out there who say, oh, Omar, you're wasting your money on fucking fillers and buttocks and shit like that. Women notice small stuff, okay? Again, women have to look at your face. When you talk, a woman is looking at your face. Why is she looking at your face? She's looking at your face, guys, to make sure that you have superior genetics. So when you talk to a woman and, you know, one side of your lip is crooked, this over here is like drooping down, a woman is going to be like, oh shit, this guy has inferior genetics, even though this problem I had was due to a facial paralysis, kind of like what happened to Justin Bieber, and it's not genetic, but nevertheless, a woman's gonna look at your face and she's gonna say, oh shit, his facial symmetry is whack, so he has inferior genetics. When you're 5'4", obviously that's inferior genetics over there. Listen, the girl I'm with is 5'0" on the dot. She's 153 centimeters, okay? So all of you curry sales out there, all of you 5'4" yogi obes who believe I can go to the Philippines, I can go to Guatemala, I can get me a 5'0" girl. Nope, doesn't work that way. In fact, the shorter the woman, the more inclined she wants to be with a guy like me. Because again, at the end of the day, nature has to balance shit out. I'm 6'3", she's 5'0". I'm not going to have children with her, but if I did have children with her, which I'm not, they're going to come out normal, okay? This is why you see, like, skinny guys with fat women. You know, like Coach Greg Adams said, here in the West, you see the number 10 walking. You see a scrawny dude walking, and then you see a fat bitch right next to him. That's, again, nature's way of making things normal, I guess. But here in America, man, we truly have a dysgenic society where there's a lot of genetically inferior people out there. And again, it goes back to the fact that a lot of women out there, you know, they slept with a genetically inferior men because of a birth control, man. See, the problem with birth control, guys, because birth control fucks up a woman's hormones, you know, that oofy doofy, that incel, that beta male might make that pussy wet, even though in reality she's totally against him. But because she's on fucking birth control and her hormones are whack, she might fall in love with a guy who's genetically inferior. You know, this is why women who marry oofy doofies, beta male incels and shit like that, and they get pregnant and they go off birth control, they immediately hate their husbands. And that's because if these women were natural, not taking fucking birth control, they would have never fallen in love with oofy doofy beta males and incels. You know, in places like San Cristobal, none of that stuff out there exists. You know, I've seen women, you know, where I was in San Cristobal, guys, it used to be part of Guatemala. The people there are indigenous. There are women walking around 14, 15 years old with fucking 2-3 kids, okay? The girl I'm with, she got pregnant at the age of 14, okay? So, in indigenous cultures, guys, none of that birth control crap out there. And for those of you guys out there saying, oh, Amar, aren't you worried about getting her pregnant? Number one, she got her tubes tied. I know what you're gonna say. Oh, well, she probably lied. Even if she lied, here's the thing, guys. I can't have kids, okay? I'm on testosterone. Thinking Ape did a video a long time ago saying that TRT is male birth control, okay? Even if I was to go off TRT, guys, my testosterone is... Listen, my testosterone is 190, okay? My testosterone before TRT was 300, which was at the bottom of the barrel. Now it's not even in the barrel anymore. See, once you go on TRT, your body stops producing testosterone. This is why if I stop taking testosterone, my testosterone is going to be 190. Guys, the only way I can ever have kids is through IVF, which actually would be a good thing because you know you're going to be the father at that point, right? So, the point that I wanted to make for this video, which I hopefully did make that point for you guys, you cannot artificially elevate an inferior creature. And again, do I get upset at a shark? Do I get upset at a grizzly bear? No, why not? Because a shark, a grizzly bear, a butterfly, they have totally different functions than me or you as a man. It's the same thing with women. Like TFM said, all women are good for is to make more babies and take care of said babies. That's all a woman has to do. Why do we have women fucking going to school? Why do we have women getting PhDs? Why do we have women running for like presidential office, you know? See, this is a problem with Western civilization, man. Men and women are not equal. Says so in the Bible, man. And yet these very same people will say Jesus this, Jesus that, but yet, oh, you gotta give women rights, you gotta elevate women, you gotta support women. Did Jesus say anything about supporting women? No, he didn't. Did Moses say anything about supporting women? No, he didn't. Yet you guys come along thinking you're better than Jesus, you're better than Moses, you're better than Muhammad, and you want to give women rights, you want to elevate them, you want to give them free money, you want to make them fucking president of the country because of vagina. It's like, come on, man. Since on the Bible, it's been like that for 3,500 years, you know. In the Torah, women are not even allowed to be educated, man. In Islam, women are not allowed, you know. Women can be educated a little bit about religion, but even the Prophet Muhammad's wife, Aisha, after the Prophet Muhammad died, she said, if the Prophet Muhammad knew what we women did in the mosque, he would have prohibited us from learning, just like God prohibited women from learning in the Torah. So this is all the proof you guys out there need to know. Women are not to be educated. If the bitch can walk and chew bubble gum at the same time, that's all you need, guys. Okay, can she suck dick? Can she do triple monkey backflips? Can she do a mean tuna casserole? Heck, you women don't even have to cook today. I like to cook my own motherfucking food, man. So all you women out there need to do in 2022, suck dick, do triple monkey backflips like Coach Craig Adams would say, and that's it. You're good. But because you women out there, you think you're the bestest, greatest thing on the face of the planet, you don't want to submit to a man, all right, cool. When Western civilization comes crashing down, okay, don't come crying to me. I'm going to be in Mexico. I'm going to be in Eastern Europe. I'm going to be fucking hot bitches. That's just the way it is. All right, guys. That's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.